on here, and then if you just want to introduce yourself.
Mijn nom, c'est Alfred van der Taai. J'aime nos mots dans le temps de Bruxelles, dans le comté d'Or, de l'État de Wisconsin, de l'État Uni. My name is Alfred van Gundertalen. We changed our name when I was started going to school to Alfred van der Taai. I was born in the town of Brussels, Door County, the state of Wisconsin, United States of America. Je vais vous chanter une chanson en wallon belge. C'est une chanson que déjà amenons danser au Grand Fiesta de Bruxelles. C'est invité les gens pour nous danser au Fiesta de Bruxelles, c'est le Grand Fiesta. Et de Genève ici, oui, qu'il faut perdre vos camarades à vous, ça veut dire qu'il faut prendre tous vos camarades qui sont pour nous au Fiesta de Bruxelles. C'est le café, le café, le café, qui fait cocktail et comiré, habille et coque noir au fait, pour faire une bonne tasse de café. Chantez le jeunesse, chantez les bien, chantez les belles, venons danser au Grand Fils de Bruxelles. C'est le café, le café, qui fait cocktail et comiré, habille et coque noir au fait, pour faire une bonne tasse de café. Perdo vos camarades, vous, c'est si bien on les mesure. On boirait tout le long del jour, rôtir les bouteilles et le cafetir. Chantez le jeunesse, chantez les bien, chantez les belles, venons danser au Grand Fils de Bruxelles. C'est le café, le café, le café, qui fait cocktail et comiré. Habille et coquoir au fait, pour faire une bonne tasse de café. Nos bouchelles à rondes rubans, des fleurs pâtes volutiers, des biafiraux à phare ballant pour diminuer les joues de grande fiesse. Chantez le jeunesse, chantez les bien, chantez les belles, venons danser au grand fils de Bruxelles. C'est le café, le café, le café, qui fait cocktail et comiré, habille et coque noir au fait, pour faire une bonne tasse de café.
Get it on record.
No, you want to find out about the song.
Yes. Mr. van der Taai, can you tell me just a little bit about what this song is saying?
Well, c'est le café, le café, le café qui fait cocktail à comer. That means it's the coffee, the coffee, the coffee that makes the women cackle. Habille le coq noir au fait pour faire une bonne tasse de café means hurry the coffee pot on the fire to make a good cup of coffee. And then chantez le jeunesse, chantez le bien, chantez le belle means chantez le jeunesse means sing the young people. Le bien means the nice boys and le belle means the nice girls. Venons danser au Grand Fiesta de Bruxelles means come and dance at the Brussels Kermis. Perdo vos camarades à vous, c'est si bien on la mesure. It means take all your friends along and chase away the bad weather. On boirait tout le long del jour, we'll drink all the day long. Rôtir les bouteilles cafetir. Go and put the coffee in the coffee pot. And then again it goes back to chantez le jeunesse, chantez le bien, chantez le belle. That's it.
Is this something then that was sung around Kermis time?
It is a song that they used to sing around maybe prior to Kermis because they were inviting these people to come over and dance and bring their friends over to the Kermis. They do have in Belgium, I was there last year, and they do have a different tune that they use for this song. And I will just hum a few lines of how they in Belgium sing this song. Instead of this tune here, they use and that's the air that they use over there for the same song, but it's the same, pretty well the same words that they use over there.
I see. Who taught you this song?
Well, my father used to sing this song.
Your father was a singer?
Oh, yeah, my father used to. At bars, they used to assemble at bars, and he used to sing those old Walloon songs at bars. And of course, we were kids, and we didn't take long to catch on to these words. And as I got older, then I tried to put them on paper. Now I've got these songs down to where I can pick them up any place and read off the sheet and follow the music. The music I don't have, but it's just the words
the
that
words
I have. Yes.
So that you could teach the words to somebody else,
right,
if they could
right,
follow the tune.
Right, that's right.
So actually this song, you didn't learn it from music and from the written word. You learned it when your father
right,
sang it
that's
and
right,
brought it to you.
Right.
Would you like to do another song then and tell us a little bit about this one?
There is a song here that's got, I don't know how many, 5, 6, 7 verses, and I surely don't intend to sing all 7 verses, but I will sing a couple verses, and you will find that it's an altogether different tune. Pooch bin vochanti me yup yup a dicke die die da die a dicke die die da die. Pooch bin vochanti me chanson la faderie don reine. Jerez conton ju me yup yup a dicke die die da die a dicke die die da die. J'irais content du mes brochons, la faderie d'en reine. J'ai prêt pour le bras jusqu'à youp, youp, et dit que die, 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 et dit que die, 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 die. J'ai prêt pour le bras jusqu'à weepion, la faderie d'en reine. Now this song is a young fellow. He's asking whether he could sing you his song. He says, "Puch me vo chanti me chanson." That means, "May I sing you my song?" And he says, "This La Faderie d'un Ré is not more than tra la la la." He says, "Je raconte en jume, je raconte en jume brochon." He says he met one day his girlfriend. La faderie d'un ré. That's again, that's just like tra-la-la-la. J'ai pris par le bras means he took her by the arm. Jusqu'à Weepion. Weepion is a city, small city out of Namur, Belgium. I was there last year. And he walked her from Namur, apparently, to Weepion. And there they sit on the sod. Loison means sod. And that's the extent of the song.
Now, when is this song sung? Is this another song you sing when you get together with people, or is this sung at a different sort of an occasion?
Well, I would say that this song maybe was sung by the younger people.
The younger people.
He's talking about his girlfriend. He takes his girlfriend by the arm and he walks her over to Weepion. Weepion is a city adjoining across the river from Namur.
Did your father teach you this song also?
Right. Uh-huh. Right.
Did you ever sing any of these songs in school at all when you were going to school?
Not in school. Mm-hmm. You see, I was 7 years old. When I started going to school, I didn't know a word of English. Mm-hmm. We spoke Walloon Belgian at home. The parents talked Walloon Belgian, and we never knew what it was to speak English until we started going to school. And of course, then that's when our name was changed to Van Gindertalen to Van der Ty.
Well, then when you started school, then this meant that the teacher had to be able to speak both Belgian or the Walloon and English.
If I remember rightly, the first teacher I had couldn't speak Walloon. It must have been an awful job for that teacher. I feel sorry for her, but I wasn't alone. There was maybe 30, 40 kids the same way I was in. None of us could speak English. We didn't even know our alphabets or nothing.
Was this a one-room school?
A one-room school, right. Well, when I started going to Brussels, of course, then that was the grade school and the high school was all together in one building. We had the grades downstairs and the high school up above. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't just the one room. It was
no.
The grades and the high school was in the same
all
building.
All in the same building.
This song here is an old song that my grandfather used to sing this. My father told me that this is the oldest song that we have. And the funny thing, when I went to Belgium and I sang this song here, there was an old man about 60 years old. He come over, he might have been over 60, maybe 65. He come over and he was listening to this song, and when I got half through with this song, he started singing it along with me in Belgium. In the same tune. It's very same tune, yes. O juarem na dos prewe a descenda le cunye jeres conton bel bochelle kem remnev corasi be bel se von vuri marie bel se von vuri marie je vos aim si vic possa se le di tra la 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 se le di tra la 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 se le di tra la 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 o genna cosi a vos mamma genna cosi a vos papà e mo dic gen saron bia se le di tra la 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 se le di tra la 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 se le di tra la 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 la. Now this song is a fellow goes hunting and he says the chien à la cunye means the fork in the road. He was coming down the hill, there's a fork in the road, and there he met a young girl, see? And he says, il est content de belle bochelle. Qu'il me neuf carasse be. That appealed very much to him. And he says, belle, si vous voulez marier. Nice girl, if you would only marry me. And he says, je vous aime civique pour ça. I love you enough for that, he says. And then he says, oh, he said, he had talked about this to her mother, à ce moment, je n'ai causé à vos papa. He had talked about this to her father, and they told him there couldn't be nothing better than that. Nothing civique pour ça. Nothing better. C'est la dit tra la la la. And that's the song.
Oh, well, that's very interesting. Did you sing any special songs around Christmas time that were typically Belgian, or did you sing pretty much the typical Christmas carols that we sing today?
That's about what we sang, yes. Mm-hmm. Christmas carols, that was all English then, see?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Now, when I was to Belgium, they have their, Walloons, of course, have their national anthem, the Walloon national anthem. And of course, over around Namur, where you might as well say that's the capital of the Walloons in Belgium, we spent 11 days there. And whenever anybody in the cabaret in the evening would strike up the bien bouquet, means the nice bouquet, everybody up on their feet and attention, and everybody sang out as loud as they could. So I learned that song since I come back.
Oh, so this song that
this song here is a song that I got from Belgium now, in 74, see? The Bien Bouquet. And it goes like this. C'est de moi le jour de mariage, apresti tout vos bouquets, ne les mettra au corsage. Des bouchelles de nos banquets, mais celles mines les plus jolies, à suivrer mes gémrafies, de lui donner les bouquets, elle aurait les bien bouquets. S'astion sa quadrole, Lutfija vi von Krolle, Tottes pui, Jima suki, L'amour videm revei. Sed de muel giu de maria, Sapresti, apresti, tovo bouquet, no le mettra au coeur sage, des bouchelles de nos banquets. Mais elle mène les pays jolies, à ses vraies mains gémographies, de lui donner les bouquets, elle aurait les bien bouquets. Cette chanson, elle veut dire les bien bouquets, means the nice bouquet. And he says, c'est demain le jour de mariage. It's tomorrow, the day of my marriage. And he says, apresti, apresti, tous vos bouquets. Get ready, all your bouquets. Nous les mettrons au corsage, means they will put them on the blouses, the bouchelles de nos banquets, of the young girls of the banquet. Mais seulement les plus jolies. It's mine, of course, that's his wife, he's going to marry her. C'est mais seulement le plus joli. It's mine, the most beautiful. Assevrement, Jim Rafi. And so for sure he's going to reassure himself. De lui donner le bouquet means to give her the bouquet. And the nice bouquet. And she will get the nicest bouquet. And then it says, it goes on, Sustian Sakwet Droll. It was something very funny. Lutfi Javi von Kroll. Now, just because these are Walloons, they go out and they catch a little jag on too, and that's exactly, and this is a national anthem. It says, Lutfi Javi von Kroll. The other night, he had a little jag on. And Toto Spui, and all resting, on his, he dozed off. Yamasuki. And all at once, l'amour vint him réveiller. Love just woke him up. He woke up thinking about his wife and love. See, that's the song. But the song has got a lot more verses, but I can't sing now.
No.
That's that.
Well, that's very interesting.
I'm very happy that I could do this for the University of Wisconsin. And Mrs. Hendricks, you're such a wonderful person. And I'm more than glad to help you anytime you feel that I could help you out.
Well, thank you. We hope that someday someone of Belgian descent, maybe when these are forgotten, there won't be as many people singing them, they can go back and listen and have some idea of what it's all about.
Well, you see, I've already got, of course, I made the recordings. Mrs. Thomas came in, I think it must have been around 1940, in the 40s. I was at Brussels then in the tavern, and she came around collecting folk songs for posterity, and at that time already had made the recordings, and they are over in the archives of American Folk Song in the Museum of Congress. Right.
Well, we're going to try to get one of those records as well for our collection, so that we hope that we'll have a fairly complete library of materials on the Belgian people in this area. I have one other question to ask you about Kermis. Was the Kermis when you were young the same as it is now?
By far not.
What's different
about If I was going to tell you how the Kermis, of course I'm going to talk to you about the Brussels Kermis now, because mm-hmm. that's the only one I can remember when I was about 12 years old. You see, the origination of the Kermis was a grand feast. The Grand Fiest, the Grand Feast. And of course, harvest was done, and there were seven Kermises the surrounding at that time. There was only the Walloon communities that had Kermises. And of course, the first Kermis was the Lincoln Kermis, the last Sunday in August. And then the second Kermis was the Brussels Kermis, the first Sunday in September. But being that it was the first Sunday in September, it was followed by Labor Day, which was a holiday, and they gave them Sunday and Monday, two holidays, and then Tuesday was Old People's Dance, that was 3 days. But to begin with, the women would bake the pies on Friday. They would invite the women from Rosaire and Misere, there was neighbors there, see, and they were going to have their kermesses later on too, so they would invite these women to come over to the house and help them bake the pies, and that was a couple hundred pies they would bake. Well, the men, of course, the women, the houses were full of women. The men would say, well, we're not going to stick around this house. And they'd walk over to the corner saloon, see. Well, this was on Friday. Well, already Friday, they would start celebrating Kermas. On Saturday, they would have, the men would have to go over and get the beef. You understand, when I was a youngster, 10, 12, maybe 8, and younger, we had beef twice a year and bologna sausage. That was on Kermas and threshing time. Other than that, we would eat salt pork. That's what our custom was, and that's, it was that way very well throughout the Belgian community. Well, on Saturday of the Kermas, the men would have to go to the butcher shop. The meat market was at Brussels, and Anton Maudry was the butcher, and there was only one butcher, and maybe 300-400 people waiting to be served. Well, they would tie their horses to the other guy's buggy wheel, and they would walk over to the corner saloon again on Saturday now, see? So that was Friday and Saturday. Sunday, the Kermas started at 10 o'clock Mass, then a dance right after the Mass. That was all day and all night. They would maybe 3-4 o'clock in the morning. Monday was Labor Day, same thing again. On Tuesday was the old people's dance. And there was no youngster to be there. They just danced the square dance and the polka and the waltz. And that was just for the old people. It was strike up the brass band, and that was for the old people. So you figure, as far as the men were concerned, that was Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and then Tuesday night. Yeah. So those were Kermises, see. But I remember, if there were strangers around the saloon, you know, after around supper time, supper hour, well, the farmers would have to go back and do their milking. If there was anybody around there, strangers, they were all invited to come to the homes, and they would say, you got to come over and have a piece of pie with us, see. Nobody was left at the corners, at the five corners in Brussels, to look for something to eat. There was always people there that invited them to their home. And of course, when they got to their home, it wasn't just Belgian pie, it was beef stew and potatoes and the whole bit, see? It was a big feast, like a wedding.
Real hospitality.
And that was hospitality in its best, yeah. And that's the way the Kermases were. And there was only seven communities that had Kermases then. But then later on, all the other four-corner taverns just started having Kermases, and that took away from the original Kermases. And now, I was there last September, and there was a rock and roll band in the afternoon, that's all. far cry.
Someone told me that there used to be a little five-man band. That was a Belgian band, is this correct?
Or? Well, we had the Rosaire Brass Band out there, you know. That was all Walloon Belgians played in the Rosaire Brass Band. And that was pretty well the band that played for dances and Kermases especially. And that was, they had more than five. They had maybe 7 or 8 members in that band.
Oh, I see.
But very strong brass, but good music, and that's what they wanted,
sure,
to hop around.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Well, thank you, Mr. Vandertuy.
Thank you.
Mr. Vandertuy, you mentioned running for the bridle at the Kermas. This is something we haven't found out anything about.
Well, it was a great honor for the fellow that could ride his horse full gallop and be able to peg the most rings. These horses were trained, you think about horses, race horses today, but these horses, they were trained so that they made it easier for the rider to peg these rings, you know. The poles were put out maybe a quarter of a mile and high enough so the fellow riding his horse could throw this ring in the peg protruding out of this pole, see? And of course, the more rings that he pegged, he was the winner. And that's, it was quite an honor. They were all dressed up. They had the banner, you know, the striped ribbon across their breast, and galloping full gallop without a saddle. They were bareback riders.
Without a saddle.
There was no saddle, because it would have given the guy that could afford the best saddle the best chance. You see, this way everybody was equal. There was no saddle. They had to ride their horse bareback.
What color were these banners? Were they any particular color?
Red, white, and blue.
Red, white,
red, white, and blue, yes. Right, right, yeah. And that was maybe the most honorable as far as the fellow that was riding his horse. That was, if he won a bridle, that was the honor of the year there for winning the bridle.
He was
the hero. He was the hero for winning the bridle, that's right. And that was one of the things that they used to do there at the kermesses.
I see.
Right.
This is something other than kermesse. Several years ago, as I was driving through Casco, I saw an evergreen tree tacked up on a pole. Do you have any idea what the significance of that tree?
Well, that was the maypole. If an officer, if a candidate for an office in the town, of course, you have your desires for the men that you want to elect. And there were groups that would make sure that if their friend was elected to an office in the town or in the village, they would for sure, for the 1st of May, they would have a great big, something like a tamarack, but the pole maybe was clean, all the way up to the very peak was a little bush up there, you just left on the top, see, and there was ribbons. But originally they used to dance the maypole dance too.
Now
they've given that up too. But they would have the maypole dance. They had ribbons that would lead down from the top of the pole down to the ground, see, and they would dance the maypole dance around the bottom of the pole. And that was for the member of their choice that had been elected to the town office or the village office, whatever it was.
Did you do that when you were part of the
I saw it being council? Done, but I was too young to have taken part.
I see.
Right.
By the time you became active in county and right. City government,
that was already a thing that
of
was
the past.
Past, right.
I see.
That's right.